Amen. Let's go to the Word of the Lord for just a little bit, the book of Mark, chapter 10. The book of Mark, chapter 10, and then we're going to go to the book of Isaiah, chapter 9. Praise the Lord. Mark, chapter 10, verse 13. And somebody said amen when you get there. Amen. All right. Mark, chapter 10, verse 13. And the Bible says this, they brought young children to him that he should touch them, and his disciples rebuked those that brought them. But when Jesus saw it, he was much displeased. Everybody said he was much displeased. That means he was pretty upset about the situation. When he saw it, he was much displeased and said unto them, suffer the little children to come unto me and forbid them not. For such is the kingdom of God. Verily I say unto you, whosoever shall not receive the kingdom of God as a little child, he shall not enter therein. And he took them up in his arms and put his hands upon them and blessed them. Praise God. Isaiah chapter 9 and verse 6. Isaiah chapter 9 and verse 6. This is one tremendous, one God scripture right here. Because it talks about a child and a son. Amen. And who he was. He was the everlasting Father. He was and is the mighty God. Amen. For unto us a child. Everybody said a child. Child is born. Unto us a son. Everybody said a son. A son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. Praise God. I want to just talk to us here this morning a little bit from the Word of God, and I want to talk about being a son. Amen. Being a son. Praise God. We are the sons of God this morning. That's what Scripture tells us. And I want to talk about that spirit and that attitude that we need to have as far as being the sons of God. Let's pray together. Let's ask for the Lord's help today. Father, we thank you this morning for your touch. We thank you for your presence that's in this house this morning. Lord, we ask that you would anoint the Word of God to each and every heart. We give you thanks and praise for it in Jesus' name this morning. Amen. Can we give the Lord a hand clap of thanks and praise today? Can we do that? Praise God. My God is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. You can be seated this morning. Amen. Let's look at the Word of the Lord for just a little bit. But when we came to the time that the Lord came to this world, he sent the angel, and you know the story that he told Joseph, that which is conceived in Mary is of the Holy Ghost. And we know the Christmas story. I love the Christmas story. It is marvelous. Amen. It is awesome. I really would love to have been alive at that point in time to see the star and to be one of the wise men, or just to fly on the wall that you could see all the things that were happening there at that point in time, to see the manger and the Christ child and all of that. When we look at it here this morning, the Bible says that he would be called Emmanuel, which is interpreted God with us. Everybody said God with us. God with us. Amen. And it's amazing. It really is amazing that God did it this way. The Lord came to us as a child. Amen. Not just as a child. When you think of a child, you think of the little ones that are 3 or 4 or 5 years old. And certainly we could classify them as a child. But when we look at that word there, he came as an infant. Amen. He came as a little child, a baby born in a manger. And, some people have him depicted in pictures lying in the manger with a big halo around his head and holding his finger up like some deity that knows everything and all of that. No, I'm telling you, if you have children around, you find out real fast that they're in great need. Amen. And they're in great need pretty often. Praise God. And they have to be attended to. They'll let you know when they're hungry. They'll let you know when anything needs to be fixed up in their life, and that's just the way it is. Don't have children if you don't like doing the same thing over and over and over and over for a long time. Praise God, because that's what it's all about. And growth begins to take place. And when the Lord came to this earth, he came in the same way that you and I came to this world, as a child. And he didn't stay as a child, of course. He came to a place of maturity and he grew. Luke chapter 2 and verse 40 tells us that the child grew and waxed strong. That means he got stronger. That means that there was a day when you could hear in the house of Mary and Joseph hand clapping. Good boy, as he took his first step. Amen. And began to walk. Oh, what an exciting day that is. Well, at least for that day. Amen. And then you got to put everything about 2 feet up because they're into everything. And they'll grab it and pull it down on top of themselves. But they are excited about life, excited about walking. Amen. And I've got a feeling here this morning that there's some of you that don't want to walk anymore. Praise God. You're tired. And sometimes just to get from the car to the church is a difficult situation. But it's not that way with a child. And Luke chapter 2, verse 40, the child grew and waxed strong in spirit and filled with wisdom, and the grace of God was upon him. And now his parents went to Jerusalem every year at the feast of the Passover. And when he was 12 years old, everybody said 12. Amen. Isaac, how old are you? He's 12. Stand up. Praise the Lord. When he was 12. All right, you can sit back down. When Jesus was 12 years old, amen, he went with his parents to Jerusalem after the custom of the feast. Amen. And really, when we think about it here this morning, what was the Lord thinking and what was the Lord doing in this world from the date of birth to 12 years old? 12 years going by, 12 years where he was waiting for concepts and understanding to come to this child. The Bible says he waxed mighty, or he waxed strong in spirit and filled with wisdom. He didn't have wisdom in the beginning, but he was filled with wisdom. Wisdom came to him. He received wisdom. He was taught the will of God. He was taught by his Father, his Heavenly Father. And so for 12 years, there was nurturing that went on. For 12 years, there was conversations. Jesus talked about his Father telling him what to do and so on. And so I've got a feeling that it was exactly like it is with you and I. Amen. That at a very young age, he heard the voice of his Heavenly Father, the one that procreated him, the one that conceived in Mary and that he was born of. And maybe, and I'm sure it's this way, that all through his life he would hear this voice, and he would talk back to this voice, and he became to understand that this is my Father. Amen. Children are that way. You know, when they're little, they don't really understand the thing about grandma and grandpa. And it's really amusing. And you ask them, who is daddy's daddy? And they stop and they think about that for a long time. Who's daddy's daddy? And some of them will say, daddy, amen, because daddy is everything. And they don't have that concept of generational things. And I'm sure there was times when there was Joseph that was talking to him, but then his heavenly father would speak to him. And at 12 years old, there was wisdom that his father had already put into him. Praise God. He did not look at him as something that you just kind of stack in a corner somewhere and take care of until they can be on their own. But from birth all the way through to 12 years old, there was a daily conversation. There was a daily nurturing. There was a daily situation where when this child grew up, it was very natural for him to talk to his father, to ask him questions. And, you know, kids get to a certain age and all of a sudden they get the why complex. You know, why is the sky blue? Why is this? Why is that? And they have all these questions. They're wanting to know where the lines are in their life. They're wanting to know what is right, what isn't right. And it's amazing. We have an example here this morning in our Heavenly Father. He knows how to raise kids. Well, praise the Lord. And if you ask me, if I know how to raise kids, there's many, many times I say, I don't have the faintest idea what I'm doing. Praise God. And if you're a parent here this morning, you'll come to the same place. Amen. And those of you that haven't had children this morning or haven't gotten married and have children, it's on-the-job training. Praise God. And you're going to learn as you go. Praise God. And all of a sudden, you're going to be making a phone call to mom. Or you're going to be making a phone call to dad. Hey, what about this? What should we do here in this situation? But it wasn't that way with our Lord Jesus. His Heavenly Father knew exactly what was going on. He knew exactly what to do when the baby Jesus had a fever because he was cutting teeth. Amen. It happened, folks. It really did happen that way because he humbled himself into the form of a man. And so he was tempted, and not only tempted, but he experienced everything that you and I experience in life. And so I'm thinking here, what was God thinking, amen, as he waited all of those years? Yes, he wanted to be the Savior of the world. Yes, he wanted to get a church built. And yes, he wanted to establish the things of his kingdom, the new covenant that he had prophesied about in the Old Testament. But for those years, and I want to try to help somebody here this morning. I want to try to help all of us here this morning. I believe that God Almighty was establishing a relationship with his son, a relationship of trust, a relationship of love, amen, a relationship in which he could become a father or a nurturer of another generation that would come. Praise God. And you and I have that opportunity. If you have children this morning, if you have grandchildren this morning, we have a tremendous opportunity, praise God, a tremendous opportunity to live for God, but not just to live for God, to get a fishing pole and take your son fishing, praise God, to go hiking in the mountains, amen, to whatever it is, things that are not spiritual, but things that are fun, amen. and to spend time and to be involved with and to pray for and to be concerned about your children. Praise God. Well, I hope it's not going to be all quiet here this morning. Amen. Because as a parent, I have failed many, many times. I will say that this morning. And I know you're not saying amen, but all of us have failed. Amen. We have just made mistakes, and it was in honesty, and it was in integrity. If it's not, I don't understand that. I don't understand parents that abuse their children. I really don't understand that. There's something terribly wrong when someone will abuse such a precious commodity, if you could say it that way. Amen. These children are very precious. Amen. And Jesus got to the place where he received his Father and trusted him completely. And so in this way, he could respond to the disciples there in Mark chapter 10 that we read, and he could teach them a lesson about children. Praise God. A lesson about being a son. And, you know, it's a two-way thing. You can have the greatest father in the world. You can have the greatest mother in the world, someone that lives for God and is doing their best. And we have seen it, children that go wayward, and they come up with their own ideas. I think that partly it is because of the world that we live in today. Amen. And this evil that is in our world, this sin and this self-determination that is in this world, this humanistic teaching and philosophy that is in our school system, sometimes it gets a hold of their little minds. Amen. And it turns their mind. Amen. Somebody can come along and woo them and make them feel like, you know, dad or mom is not up to par, and I'm gonna go over here and listen for advice. You know, there's something about the scripture, and I really feel this morning. There's something in the scripture that says, honor your father and your mother. Amen. That's what it says. And it's not there by accident. It's there because we need to understand the value of our father. Praise God. And I'm basically talking about our father, but it's also your mother. Amen. And Jesus had a great respect for his mother. There was never a time that he spoke against her or did anything out of the way. There needs to be within our heart this morning an understanding of what it is to be a son, a real son. Amen. And so Jesus could talk to his disciples, and he could get upset with them. Amen. I'll tell you, I've got to be honest with you. When people look at children as just rugrats, amen. When I hear people screaming at their children, amen, the little children, it bothers me in my heart. When things like that take place, there's something that gets me upset, and you know, I have to bite my tongue, and I have to just think in my heart, what in the world are you doing? What are you thinking here? What are you putting into the spirit of your child? And you know, Jesus got upset here. And they said, hey, don't bring those little snotty-nosed brats over here. All they do is whine and cry. All they do is want to be fed. They have all of these needs. You know, we're doing important business here. We're doing things that are important. I've got more important things to do with my life than to mess with the children and to take time to nurture and to bless them. It takes a long time to raise a child. Praise God. You know what? It doesn't just take a lot of time. It takes a lot of effort and a lot of money. A lot of things go into raising a child, and you never realize that until you get old enough to where you can see that in life. Amen. I remember my mother sewing big old blue jean patches on my knees of my pants. She'd get a brand new pair of pants, and she'd sew a big old patch right on the knee. And I always wondered why she did that, but then I found out that I could wear the patch out, and then she could put another patch on there and wouldn't wear out the pants. Amen. Because they didn't have a lot of money and couldn't afford to buy a pair of pants every time they turned around. Amen. Because we was out on the ground on our knees wearing out the pants, wearing out our shoes. Amen. Riding your bicycle instead of putting the brake on, you drag your toe on the street. And before you know it, you got a hole in the toe of your shoe. Because you know what? Dad's going to buy me another pair. There's no big deal. I don't have to worry about that. Well, praise God. Amen. Come home with your knees all scratched up, big old bloody knees, because you were running and fell on your knees and scratched the skin off, and it's weeks before it heals. And a big scab gets on there, and then the scab breaks off, and you got to start all over again. There's so many, many things. Amen. The excitement of a birthday coming up, and all of the things that make for raising a child. The disciples looked at that and said, "We don't want to go through all that hassle." Praise God. Let's just cut it to the chase here. Let's just get right down to the point, and let's get involved in real ministry. Amen. Let's get involved in something real that's really going to help somebody. We're not called to change diapers. Amen. We're not called to feed this little child with a bottle, and if we do, they better get it all down in one big slug. Amen. We're not going to take 5 or 10 or 15 or 20 minutes to just wait until they're ready for a little bit more. We don't want to put them on our shoulder and burp them. Amen. Take the time for them to just, you know, get that air out of their system. That's for somebody else that's really not doing a whole lot. But I'll tell you what, this morning, if we ever have that attitude about our children, we're wrong. Amen. Amen. Despise not the day of small things. And children are small things, praise God. But they turn into big things. And they turn into important things. Every one of you were a child at some point in time. Amen. And we must have the right attitude about children. Praise God. Praise God. And so Jesus was in tune with his Father because of all of these years of nurturing. You're not going to get respect just because you're a father. You're not going to, I brought you into this world, I can take you out. Amen. That might work once or twice, but, you know, it's not going to work for the long term. Praise God. Well, I'm the boss around here, and you're going to follow the rules. Well, sometimes you have to do that, but not when they're little. Amen. When they get older and they get to thinking that they're pretty hot stuff, maybe you have to say something like that. But praise God. But when they're growing up, it takes a lot of time. And I think about the God of heaven, the God who dwells in eternity, who had no beginning and has no ending, amen, waiting. And, when he's little, going, goo, 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 goo. Good boy, good boy. Come on, come on, you can take a step. Come on. And helping and nurturing and all of that, amen. This morning, my little grandson sneezed, and I went, oh, my goodness, like that. And he looked at me and he smiled and then he went like that. And I said, oh my goodness, And he did it again. He did it about four times. And I thought, this kid's going to be a comedian. Amen. He likes to make people laugh and enjoys that. Praise God. You know, that's what it is to grow up. How many of you have memories of growing up, of your birthday coming up or something that's exciting in your life? I remember those days. Amen. And I'll tell you what, we are the sons of God this morning. Romans 8 and verse 14, for as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. And so you say, well, how can I be led by the Spirit of God? How can I get to the place where I am led by His Spirit? And this is the way to be a son of God. I think it's in Mark chapter 10 is the answer here. Because when the mothers... Oh, we need the heart of a mother. Amen. The church is our mother. Praise God. And when the mothers brought their children, the disciples, as I've already said, looked at them as a nuisance. But Jesus looked at them as a microcosm of the kingdom of God. Amen. When you bring it down to its finest point, he saw them as a microcosm of the kingdom of God. They're not the future church. They are a part of the church. Praise God. And I'm telling you this morning, they are in the hand of God. Little children are. And they need to be nurtured by their parents. He saw them as a microcosm of the kingdom of God because he saw himself in that microcosm. He saw himself and his father. Praise God. He saw, and probably the memories started going through his mind as his disciples, as he saw his disciples rebuking. Can you imagine rebuking? We don't need those children here. We don't want your child crying during the service. We don't. I'll tell you what. I'm really excited that we've got a little one here that'll break out and cry right in the middle of the service. Somebody needs to come alive around here. Praise God. And I think it's just a wonderful. There we go. Right now. Praise God. You don't know, but he's listening to Grandpa this morning. Praise God. Doesn't matter where they're at. I need Daddy right now. I need Mama right now. And it doesn't matter if you're talking to the president. Amen. If I need Daddy, I'm going to call on him right now. If I need Mama, I'm going to call on him right now. And you're going to stop everything that you're doing because I have a need in my life right now. Amen. And all of a sudden, that unseen hand shows up, picks the person up, picks that little baby up, and all of a sudden, that familiar feeling, that sound of Mama's voice, that sound of Daddy's voice, come on, buddy, it's going to be all right. Let's go get your diaper changed. I'm going to get a bottle for you. Everything's going to be all right. Now, I'll tell you, young people here this morning, you've really got to stop and think about what I'm talking about here this morning because you're not here by accident. You're not here just because you're a great person or something. You're here because of many, many years of nurturing by your parents. Amen. Many, many years. Don't ever get to the place where somebody's more important than your dad. Don't ever get to the place where that relationship cools off. Always go back and say, why am I here? I'm here because of my dad. I'm here because of my mother. Amen. I'm a product of them. I am a result of their influence in my life. Praise God. And always honor them and be thankful for them. If your parents are not in the church, if they're not living for God, you still need to honor their position, amen, and their sacrifice that they have made in your life. Praise God. Honor your mother and your father. Give them the due honor that they deserve. And the Bible tells us this is a commandment with promise. And the promise is that it may be well with you and that you may live long upon the earth. Praise God. And so why did God say that? God said that because he was planning to be a father. And he wanted his son to respect him and to understand what it is that had brought him to that place. Praise God. Somebody said, praise the Lord. Praise. Amen. And so somewhere around 12 years old, stand up, Isaac. I said Isaiah. All right, you can be seated. Somewhere at 12 years old, he found the will of God in his life. And he knew it was time to start going to the temple. Not just because mom and dad brought him, not because he heard that familiar voice, Jesus, get ready, it's time to go to the synagogue. It's time to go to church. It's time for that. Oh, I'm telling you what, there came a place in his life. You say, well, I'm just 12 years old. I'm just 13 or 14 or 15 or 17, 18, 19, whatever. I'm telling you what, you can get the will of God in your life right now. You can know the will of God and begin to work towards the will of God in your life. Somebody said, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. You really can. And what an opportunity it is. And so he's answering the questions from the lawyers and the doctors. And they said, how does this boy have this wisdom? How is it that this little one, amen. Somebody's amening me already this morning. Amen. And how did he get this wisdom? I'll tell you how he got this wisdom. He spent time with his father. He spent time with his father. His father talked to him. His father taught him. His father reasoned with him. Don't tell me that Jesus had it all in the package, because that's against the scripture. Scripture says he grew in stature. That's height. Amen. My, you're getting so big, son. We're going to have to get you another pair of pants, or we're going to have to get you a new shirt. My, you need to just stop growing. You know, we pick on them and stuff like that. And I told Brother Carricker, I said, what you need to do is go to the feed mill and get your cereal in a gunny sack. Amen. Buy it wholesale for them boys. And my, those boys can eat. And some of you know what, I'm looking at these boys on the front row. And dear Lord, I'm glad that I'm not raising kids anymore. Amen. There's a lot of money going out every week for groceries. Well, praise God. Look at them. They're just smiling this morning. They don't mind going to the refrigerator and open up the door and just getting what they want. Amen. But you know what? That came from something. That came from the hand of love that said, they have a need, and I'm going to meet that need. I'll tell you what, Jesus came to a place where he grew, where he began to understand, where he learned mathematics, where he learned how to speak Hebrew, and all of that. There was a time that he didn't have that. So don't tell me that the Heavenly Father that conceived him and was his son just kind of backed off and just allowed him to, you know, learn it on his own. No, there were times that his Heavenly Father, when Jesus was saying, boy, I just don't understand this subtraction, that his Heavenly Father spent a little bit of time with him and taught him how to multiply and divide and subtract. Don't tell me that he was not involved with his own son. Praise God. Our God is our example this morning. He's our example. And so if we will follow his example, it will turn out the best possible. Praise God. And so 1 John chapter 2, we see a little bit more here. 1 John chapter 2 and verse 13 and 14, he said, I write unto you, fathers, because you have known him that is from the beginning. I write unto you, young men, because you have overcome the wicked one. I write unto you, little children, because you have known the Father. Praise God. Praise God. There's something about the spirit of a child. Jesus said, forbid them not, for such is the kingdom of God. And so what we have to have is the spirit of a son. Amen. I have a father. Praise God. And my father was not perfect, but my father was a good man. And he treated me with respect, and I loved my father. I loved my dad. He would say, boys, let's go fishing. And we'd go fishing with dad. And there wasn't anything exciting about it, but we were just spending time together. And you have a father this morning. By the very fact that you're here, you have a father. Praise God. And the Bible says here, I write unto you, little children, because you have known the Father. Praise God. You know, little children, that's all they've got to do is spend time with mom and dad. Little children, they're not thinking about careers. They're thinking about reading, having you read me a book. Amen. They're thinking about, can I have a cookie out of the cookie jar? All of those intimate things that go on in the course of a day. Praise God. How many times, if you were to add it up, does a mother talk to their infant in the course of a day? It's probably quite a bit. Amen. Lots of time, lots of energy. Amen. And don't tell me this morning that Jesus passed that off. You know, when you get to a certain age, and I'm looking at some young men and young ladies here this morning, I guess I just really feel a need to minister to these young people. Amen. You get to a place in your life where you start making a little bit of money. You get to a place in life where, you know, you got a little bit of freedom, got a driver's license now, or a little job where you can make some money, and now you're out of the house, and all of a sudden life is big, the world is big, and I've got all of these things that I want to do and all of that. You can, if you're not careful, you can slip out of that spirit of a son. Amen. As long as you live, your dad's going to be your dad. When you're 65 years old, that's going to be your dad. Well, praise the Lord. That's going to be your mother when you're old. When you're married and you're a father, amen, that's still going to be your dad. That's still going to be your mom. And you still need to take the time to sit down with them and talk to them. And share your heart with them. Praise God. Because that's your dad and you're his son. Amen. And he said, honor your father and your mother. He didn't say until you get out on your own. He didn't say that. He said, honor your mother and your father, period. That it may be well with you and that you may live long upon this earth. You might do things differently than your dad does or your mother does. You might go in a little bit of a different direction, but that doesn't mean that you abandon the upbringing, that you abandon that relationship that you had with your parents as you were growing up. Jesus was exactly the same way. Praise God. He said, I write to you little children because you have known him. Amen. Because you know him. Why do they know him? Because they spend a lot of time with him. And what was it like when we first came to God? Amen. What was it like when we were born again of the water and the Spirit? I'll tell you what it was like with me. I spent a lot of time with my Father. Praise God. I spent a lot of time with him. I remember going down the lane. I worked for my brother-in-law who had a welding business on his property. And down the little lane, there was a barn down there. And it was about half full of hay. And I wanted to get close to God. And on my lunch break, I would go down the lane and I would spend my lunch break praying and weeping and talking in tongues and just seeking God. God, where are you? Father, where are you? I want to know you. And probably I didn't realize that I was closer to God than what I thought I was. Because little children, they're insecure. Amen. You know, they're going to scream out if they're hungry because they need it right now, and it's kind of a desperate situation. You know, they can be laughing 1 minute and screaming and crying the next minute. As soon as you put the bottle in their mouth, it's all over. They're happy. Amen. It's really interesting how all that works. But when you first came to God and you were born into the kingdom of God, you realized or should have realized that you have a heavenly Father. And I can't get enough of church. I can't get enough of prayer. I can't get enough of the Word of God. I can't get enough of the things of God because I'm looking at my Father and I'm so appreciative, and he's got so much wisdom that he can give to me that I want to spend time with him and grow. And we grow in stature. Amen. The Bible says grow in grace and in the knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ. And so we start out as a little child and we have the milk of the Word of God. We have somebody that bottle feeds us the Word of God. They're careful not to get anything that will upset our system. Amen. They're not going to dump the whole load on you at the very beginning. Thank God for somebody that's got a little bit of discernment. Amen. And then down the road, they start feeding them a little bit more than milk. And before you know it, we've grown in stature and in the things of God. But I'm afraid this morning that if we don't understand what it means to be a son of God, we're going to get to the place where we're now a mature Christian, and we've done this for a little while, and we've got it all figured out, and I don't need to go by and see my dad anymore. Well, praise the Lord. Amen. Well, I put in my time, and I'm blessed, and I've got some things figured out in my life. I don't need to just take the time to drive a few miles and knock on the door, open up the screen door and go in and say, "Hey, Dad, how you doing?" and give him a big hug.
Amen. Right.
Well, praise God. Somebody said, "Praise the Lord." Amen. Jesus got to the place where that's my Father right there. That's my Father right there. Amen. The Tuckers are not here this morning, but I've been to their house a number of times, and you need to go to their house if you've never been to their house. It's quite an experience. Amen. There's Victorian things everywhere, and it's really interesting. Amen. But I've been there when their oldest boy, and I think he's somewhere around 50 years old, he'll come in and he'll just stop by. Just wanted to stop by and say hello. And I watched as they finished the conversation that he'll go up and hug his dad and kiss him on the cheek.
Amen.
And I looked at that and I thought, that boy loves his dad. He really loves his dad. He does the same thing to his mother. But you know what? We get to a place sometimes where we think, well, I don't need that anymore. That's just a part of my life, and I'm leaving that behind, and I'm moving on to higher ground. Amen. How do you think the thorns get into the good fruit and choke out the Word of God? It's the very same thing. We get to the place where all of a sudden we despise being a child. I'm an adult now. Don't treat me like a child. I'm an adult. I can think for myself. I can do my own thing. And in a lot of ways, you can. But I'm telling you what, you'll never abandon the proof or the reality, I guess, is that that's my dad. Amen. And I can become smarter than him, and I can become more talented than him. Amen. But that's still my dad. Praise God. That's my dad right there. That's my father. Oh, praise God. Did you know this morning that you have a heavenly father? And you're here and been brought up and mature in a lot of ways. But, oh, God, help us. You can never get to a place where you say, yeah, I go see my dad once a month. I'm just so busy, I don't get time to throw him a text or make a phone call. How you doing, Dad? Just want you to know I love you. Oh, God, I'll tell you what. I know as a father, it just really lights a fire. Praise God. But it's something that when, well, praise God. It's something that when your dad puts all of this time and all of this effort, I'm just talking to the young people here, all right? It really hurts when you turn your back on your dad or your mother and say, I don't need you anymore. Listen, you need your parents. Whether they're in the church or not, you need your parents. Amen. Whether they treated you right or didn't treat you right, you need your parents. Amen. Because they did the very best that they thought that they could do. Amen. And they may have failed, and in our generation, lots of parents are failing. Amen. They're falling very, very short. And every parent's going to fall short. We've all made our mistakes and all of that. But you know what? Our parents made mistakes as well. And we made it, and we still love our parents. Praise God. And you can do the same. Amen. You need to stop this morning and say, I am a son. I'm a son. I'm not a leader to where I'm not a son anymore. I'm not a Bible scholar now that I'm not a son anymore. I pastor a church, so I'm not a son anymore. I'm a leader. No. I'm telling you what I've got to have in my mind and in my spirit is that I am a son of God. I need God this morning. I need my Father. Praise God. He is my heavenly Father. He said, I write to you old men because you have known him. Did you know that as we mature, we should get to know our dad even more? Praise God. Well, praise the Lord. Hey, Dad, could we just hang out today for a little bit? What about this, Dad? What about that? You might agree or disagree, but I'll tell you what, it's the respect. Come on, somebody, help me this morning. It's the respect that we need to have all the days of our life. And when we have that respect, God smiles upon it, and God says, I'm going to bless you. It's going to go well with you, and you're going to live long upon the earth. Praise God. Galatians 5:16, it says, this I say then, walk in the Spirit. Everybody said walk. It didn't say run in the Spirit. It didn't say jog in the Spirit. It says walk in the Spirit. Praise the Lord. When you get around your dad, the best time that I was around my dad was not, you know, when we were running together. No, my dad would come home from work, and I knew he worked hard. He worked in the aircraft plant running a broken arm drill, big old cast iron drill all day long. And he would come home, and he would lay down on the couch and lay down on his side, and there was a little spot right in there where his knees and he, you know, where he was laying on the couch, and I'd crawl up in there, and I'd just sit down by my dad. And as long as he was laying on the couch, I was going to be right there with him. And I remember those days. I remember smelling the oil that was still on his clothes. I remember seeing the little curlicue aluminum pieces that came out of the drill that got stuck on the bottom of his boots while he was working. And I tell you what, those were days, amen, that you'll never forget in your life, the days that your dad picked you up and hugged you and kissed you. Amen. The days that he cuddled you and said, I love you, son. I love you. I'm proud of you. Amen. I tell you what, we're still sons this morning. And as a son of God, I want to hear my father say, son, I still love you. I'm proud of you. I want to hear him say that. Praise God. I want him to say, well done, good and faithful. Now we get this mixed up. Let's look at 1 John there again, and let's look at it. Verse 14, I've written unto you, fathers, because you have known him that is from the beginning. I've written unto you, young men, because you are strong. The word of God abideth in you, and you have overcome the wicked one. And so the danger here is that when we are mature, we're going to overcome. Amen. We're going to accomplish. We're going to do. We're going to be. We're going to push. We're going to become what we you know, our goals in life and all of that. But I'll tell you what, we're never, ever going to get to the place where we are not a son of God. Galatians 4 and verse 6. I'm going to finish here in just a few moments. Galatians 4 and verse 6. And because ye are sons, God hath sent forth his spirit of his son into your hearts, crying, hey, Dad, I need a few bucks. That's what a lot of children do. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hey, Dad, would you fix my bicycle? Hey, Dad, my tire's flat on my bicycle. Could you fix it for me? No, it doesn't say that. It says the spirit that is within us cries out, Abba, Father. Abba, Father. He said, wherefore thou art no more a servant, but a son. Praise God. We must be busy about our Father's business. Jesus came to that understanding. But relationship is not busyness. Well, we'll get together sometime. There's an old worldly song about that. It says the cat's in the cradle and the silver spoon, little boy blue and the man in the moon. When you coming home, Dad? Well, I don't know when, but we'll get together then, son. We'll get together then. And then he realized that as he got older, he was treating his own son the same way. Praise God. I feel something here this morning. We can never get away from the fact that I am a son. And as a son, I'm not a servant anymore. I'm not a servant anymore. He said, you're no more servants, but you are a son. Praise God. Because if all we do is look at our walk with God as the things that we do for God, instead of spending time with God and saying, Abba, Father. Father, I need to talk to you. I'm your son. I'm no longer a servant. A servant says, yeah, I'm going to do this because I've been told to do this. I'm going to do this because I know if I don't do it, I'm going to get a whipping. I know I'm going to get yelled at if I don't take the trash out like I'm supposed to. And maybe you need to get yelled at. Praise God. But you know what? There comes a time where we're not doing it just because we've been told to do it. Amen. There comes a time when you say, you know what? I'm going to honor my father, and I'm going to take the trash out without him even telling me. Right. I'm going to honor my mother and clean my room. Well, praise God. Hey, you guys are really getting scalded here this morning. You know Pastor loves you, and I'm doing it for the good here. Clean your room without your mother telling you to do it. Put your dirty dishes in the sink or in the dishwasher. Praise God. That's getting awful quiet in here. Amen. Just taking a little bit of time to say, hey, I love you. Because you know what you've received in your life? You've received love. And you've received nurture. For all of those years, all of those little incidents that were so big to you, Dad was there and he held you in his arms and said, it's going to be all right. It's going to be all right. Pat you on the back, pick you up, shake you just a little bit until you calm down. It's going to be all right. And those are times that you've probably forgotten. And if you haven't forgotten them, you don't want anybody bringing it up. Amen. Nobody wants your mom or your dad to be telling everybody what you called your pacifier. Somebody told me it was a nookie. Amen. I want my nookie. I'm not going to tell you who it is this morning. I don't want to embarrass anybody. But all of us had our nookies. Amen. My little Baba. Amen. Well, praise God. Oh, man, don't tell that. I used to do that, and my kids would go, Dad, stop. It's embarrassing. No, that's what it involves, being a son or a daughter. Praise God. All of those years. Let's stand together this morning. Praise God. You know what? You're never going to get so busy that God's going to smile upon you and say, hey, now I'm going to be your son. Now I'm going to touch you. Now I'm going to bless you. It's a wrong way of looking at relationship. But we must come to the place where, like those little children that came to the Lord, the mother said, he needs to touch my child. Oh, that little precious child, if they could just touch him. He's not ever going to remember. He's not going to know how I felt about it. But this little baby is important. And, oh, God, help us. The natural tendency is for us to say, get that baby out of here. For the achievers, you know, I've got an important appointment I've got to take care of. Maybe it'd be good just for your children to hear when somebody says, we need you here at this point in time. Say, you know what, I've got a very important appointment and I can't miss it. And that appointment was going fishing. Praise God. That appointment was throwing a baseball back and forth to each other. Just little things like that. Praise God. We can never get away from the fact that we are a son. Did you know this morning you're a son of God? Amen. You've been born of the water and the Spirit. You're a son of God. Praise the Lord. Have you forgotten it this morning? Do you still realize that you need your father? Amen. Now for those of us that are older, we've lost our fathers and mothers. Amen. Sometimes it was way too early. For me, it was way too early. For others, it was way too early. But God took them. Amen. And I'm telling you what, there's going to be a hole, a big hole in your life when your dad's not here anymore. When your mother's not here anymore. Somebody said amen. Amen. It's going to be a big hole in your life because that's a major part of your life. I never ever want to get to the place where if I don't sense his presence, if I can't say for sure that he's near. But you know what? That's okay. I'm busy. I've got a lot of things going on in my life. He'll be there when I call on him. He'll be there. But the story goes of a young man and his father was dying. And he hadn't called his father in many, 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 many years. And he had to fly to where his father was. And on the trip, this is a true story, and on the trip to see his father, he was praying the whole way, "Don't let my dad die before I tell him that I love him. Don't let him die. Don't let him die." But the story goes that his father died before he could get there. And when he got there, it was too late to say, "I love you." It was too late to hear his dad say, "Son, I love you." You know what? It shouldn't be that way. Praise God. I'm a son of God. He hasn't moved. He's still at the same location. Praise God. Still the same old screen door on the back porch. The furniture still laid out the same way. Praise God. All the familiar sounds and smells, all the memories. I still drive by sometimes in the little 24 by 24 foot house that we lived in Mulvane, and memories start to go up through my mind of my dad and my mother. Now, my brother, he gave me nothing but trouble, so he's on his own. But my mom and dad, amen. You know what? The house is still the same. The message is still the same. The love is still the same. Praise God. The desire for his children is still the same. There's always enough chairs at the table. There's always food in the refrigerator. Always a little bit of bread left over from what mom made. There's some butter there. Amen. Well, I'm just a little bit too busy. I can't go back there. I'll go back once a year. I'll pray through once a year. I'll seek God with all of my heart once in a while. Oh God, help us. Help us to grow up to be sons of God. Abba, Father. Abba, Father. I feel his presence here this morning, and it thrills me every time I feel his presence, because I know that he's near. He's my Father. I go to him and talk to him when I have a need in my life. Praise God. And it doesn't matter how high I go, doesn't matter how low I go, I'm still a son. Amen. Let's pray together, can we? Everybody, let's pray together. Come on, sir. Come on, ma'am. Let's lift our voices this morning. If you haven't talked to your father in a while, now's a good opportunity. He's been waiting a long time. He's been waiting a long time to hear your voice, for you to call upon him and say, "God, I'm not leaning on any position that I have or experiences that I have. You're my father. I love you. I just wanted to come by and spend some time with you." In Jesus' name. God, I love you. Father, I love you. Thank you for all the nurturing. Thank you, Lord, for blessing me and teaching me, showing me. Praise God. You're an awesome Father. You're an awesome Father. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God.